Radio City Sport presents Terrace Talk with Fords of Winsford and your hosts, Phil Cooper, Ian St. John and Ian Snowden.
We were talking to Thomas Myra a moment ago about the Icelandic international striker Bjorn Bergmann Sigurdsson. He plays football for Lillestrøm in Norway. On the line now, we've got Luke Rogers, who also plays for Lillestrøm, so maybe he can tell us a little bit more. Afternoon, Luke.
Hello, pal. You OK?
Hiya, Luke. Very good. Saints and Snods here. Luke, when did you go there? The last I seen, you was showing your talents in the American League, pal, with the New York Red Bulls.
Yeah, I was obviously in New York last year, and there's been a bit of a visa issue, so I've gone to Norway on loan. I had to go there because the transfer window was closed here.
Right.
But when I first went there, I was playing up front with Bjorn, and he's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just a great, great player. He's just got everything. And then I found Ryan Lowe, found my mate up, and told him about him.
Mm.
And he's just got everything. I think in the last five games he scored 11 goals. He's just got everything. The kid will just be a massive. He will be a big Premier League player without doubt.
How tall is he, Luke?
He's 6 foot. I'd say 6 foot.
Yeah.
6 foot. But he's the kid's lightning. He's just right. he's rapid. He's so fast. He's so strong. He's so, you know, when someone's that good, you don't believe what you're seeing.
Yeah.
That's how I felt when I went there. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Mm.
Do you think there are quite a few clubs looking at him then, Luke?
There's a load of clubs, to be fair, mate. He's like their prize assy. There's just scouts there every single game. I know there's been a lot of scouts there every single game. But it's scary how good the kid is. Scary.
Does he put himself about like Luke Rogers used to do, and does he leave his foot in like Luke Rogers used to do?
Like Luke Rogers still does.
No, don't take that out of your game, mate.
No, he's got everything, mate. Mm. Like over there, it's drilled into him to have a high work rate anyway. The training they do is incredible, but he works really hard. When a player's got everything and he's just got everything. There's nothing he hasn't got. He works hard. He's fast. He's strong. He scores goals. He's when you think this player should be at Man United, let alone,
Luke, don't be saying too much because Mr. St. John's here and he's going to go straight on the telephone to Liverpool and kibosh our deal.
I just think that Luke's his agent. You sold them to me, I'll buy them tomorrow. There you go.
Credit where credit's due, mate. You know, like we all play, we've played football with a lot of, you meet loads of players in football.
Yeah.
And credit where, you know, the kid's just got everything, and also off the pitch he's a really, genuine, nice lad.
Mm.
And still he's only 21, so I just think that he's got a massive, massive future. I couldn't be, when you go somewhere you can't believe what you've seen.
Yeah.
And that's when I found I found Brian up and I told him, I said, listen, there's this kid here. I said, I don't know if you want to mention him to someone. I said, but he's just, probably the best player I've seen.
Mm.
The reports that we're getting here, Luke, is that Everton have opened talks with Lillestrøm and a fee of around £3 million is being talked about. But from what you're saying, that's a bit of a snip.
It's just a bargain, mate. It's just wait until you see him. Do you know, obviously I'm saying, but, personal first-hand that, I've never seen nothing like it, and he's just got everything. And I think playing in a better team, there'll be no stopping him.
But why go to Everton? This is the thing.
Shut up, Mr. St. John. Why go Everton?
Drag your boy down that
one. Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, one final one, Luke. I know you when you were in America, you played alongside Thierry Henry. What was that like for an experience?
It's just a dream come true, mate. It was just unbelievable. You can't ask for no more. I've played League One, League Two, a bit of Championship over there, and then to go over there and play up front with, arguably the world's best player at one stage. Mm. It's just, that's everything you've ever asked for. And I just took it as if, really lucky to have done that.
Mm.
Did you play against De Becks when you were there?
Yeah, I played against
De Becks. How did he play?
He's just unbelievable as well. He can
still
be
playing
sure.
well, is he?
Yeah, he's unbelievable, mate. He's still class. Yeah.
Didn't you leave your footing on him, Luke? I'm painting a picture. I've seen him play many a time. I tell you what, he was like a little bulldog up front. Didn't give the defenders a minute's peace. He was always moaning. Yeah. I'll give him that. He never stopped moaning. Referees, players, the lot.
But that's what keeps me going.
Yeah, it is. It is, pal. It kept me going as a player as well. But no, I remember watching you plenty of times, mate.
That's just fascinating.
Thanks for coming on, Luke.
Cheers, Luke. Thanks. Luke.
No problem, mate.
Take care,
pal. Bye, bye, bye.
There we go. That's Luke Rogers, a ringing endorsement of Sigurdsson.
Ringing. Dear me. He's got everything.
Radio City Sports Terrace Talk with Fords of Winsford, the premier car buying experience in Liverpool.